His name comes from the 19th century Austrian composer who wrote Hansel and Gretel. His voice comes from heaven, and he has been a legend in the international music industry for the last 40-plus years with over 150 million records sold. My guest today is Engelbert Humperdinck, who will be performing at the Plaza Theater on Thursday, February 12th. It's an honor to talk to you, Mr. Humperdinck. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you, Marina. Thank you.
So before we get to some serious questions, how do you really feel about Elvis stealing your sideburns and jumpsuits?
Well, he didn't really steal my jumpsuit because I never owned one like he did before. But I did used to wear some outlandish clothes on my TV shows, and I think he may have seen some of those and got the idea. But the sideburns was with me before long. I didn't mind that. I mean, the king of rock and roll could steal anything he wants. He was the best in the world.
Now, did you always know that you were destined to be a singer?
Not really, no. I wanted to start this by being a saxophone player. I was a saxophone player to start with. And then by some luck, I sang in a club one day when I was 17 years old, and I got a standing O. So I thought, I don't get this playing saxophone, so I decided to sing instead. And I think I made the right choice.
I'd say so. You've got quite the songbook. Do you have a favorite song that you like to perform?
Not really. I think the song that really touches me every time I sing it is the one that started my life, which was Release Me, which has quite a history because it stopped the Beatles from having their 13th number one, and it gave me world recognition immediately because it was number one around the world.
Now, speaking of Release Me, I was wondering, how do you go from notoriously keeping the Beatles out of number one to now recording the theme song Lesbian Seagull for Beavis and Butthead?
Well, actually, the producers of that particular album came to see me at a theater in Los Angeles, the Greek Theater, and they enjoyed my sense of humor, plus my singing. So they said to me, would you mind singing a song which has an unusual title? I said, let me hear it. And I heard it, and I loved the melody. I liked the lyric. And, you know, it was quite fun to do, and I recorded it and went platinum.
Well, and not just that. I mean, it kind of opened you up to a younger, new audience, did it not?
It did. It did bring me to a younger audience as well. You know, but I think everybody enjoyed the fact that it was an unusual title, an unusual lyric, an unusual subject. It brought attention to people very quickly.
Well, I, for one, am enchanted that you did such a thing. You've got a new duets album coming out, and on it you worked with the likes of Gene Simmons from the rock band Kiss. What was that like?
Actually, it's been out since September the 30th, and I was very excited about it because this is the first time I have ever recorded a duet album with such amazing names like Elton John and Willie Nelson and Charles Aznavour and Gene Simmons from Kiss. And being in the studio with Gene Simmons and Elton John was quite an experience, actually. It was, you know, Elton is such a gentleman, and Gene brought such a lot of joy into the studio. He was quite an amusing character, and he said, let's have fun when we're doing this. And that's how it came up on the record, you know.
Now, I was reading in your publicity notes that you've had some interesting openers in your career. Jimi Hendrix, the Carpenters, they were all opening acts for you.
Of course, yeah.
What was your most memorable opening act that stands out in your mind?
You know, when you speak of those two names, they're very memorable, both of them, because both were giant stars in the end, you know. Jimi Hendrix was a massive, massive musical star, and I was so thrilled that I was able to have him on my show in England, introducing him into the country. And the Carpenters, of course, were just unbelievable. Karen Carpenter is probably my favorite singer of all time. You know, she had this magical voice of hers. And I can remember once that when they were first beginning, we were playing at the in Canada, and there were 20,000 people sitting in the audience, and I'd lost my voice that night. So the Carpenters went on three times for me. I love them dearly, believe me, until my voice sort of came back gradually, you know, and then I went on and did my show.
And who did you open for when you were first starting out?
You know, fortunately for me, I opened for a lot of people, but, you know, in my early years, I opened for many stars in England who were big stars, you know. But I have never opened for anybody because I was lucky enough to have a hit song that made me, my own show immediately. You know, once I record or release me, I didn't open for anybody. I didn't have to.
Well, yeah, you beat the Beatles. Of course you didn't have to. So you've been all over the world. Is there a favorite place that you like to perform?
You know what? I love performing. Any place is great for me. But one of my favorites that I do love to play is Hawaii, because there's something magical about that land. You know, as soon as you step on their shores, there's music. And as soon as you get off the plane, there's music and there's garlands and there's flowers and the smell of, you know, it's just a very romantic place to visit and a great place to sing, because people love music over there.
Is this going to be your first time performing in El Paso, or have you been here before?
I don't know whether I've been there. I'm sure I've been. Yes, I have been to El Paso before. Yes, I have. Yeah, I remember now. I used to tour there quite a lot in the early days.
And do you remember where you played, perhaps?
Oh, no, I can't remember that. Too long ago, my dear. I play hundreds of places all over the world, you know. But it sounds very, very nice. El Paso, you know, it sounds so great and romantic as well. And I certainly can't wait to come and visit there.
And you'll be able to see the Rosas Cantina, the infamous Rosas Cantina.
Yeah.
Well, what can people expect from your show when they see you play here?
Well, what I'll be doing is a show that's been trial and tested all over the world. You know, I'll keep my standards and the songs that made it possible for me to play around the world. You know, I'll be including those, some of them, that have been tested all over the world. And hopefully they enjoyed the ones that I have chosen. My audience will enjoy it. And I will be putting in some new songs from my duet album. I'll be doing duets with Elton John, and he won't be there, but his voice will be there, and that sort of thing. And I'll do a lot of my own songs, and it's a very fast-moving show, and people have loved it before, and I hope this audience is going to love it too.
Well, we look forward to seeing you here in El Paso. Some of the evergreen hits that belong to Engelbert Humperdinck include Please Release Me, After the Lovin' in Spanish Eyes, and you can see him live in El Paso when he performs at the Plaza Theater on Thursday, February 12th. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Marina. You have a lovely speaking voice, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We look forward to seeing your show.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.